Hey, this is Mike Wilmot with Microsoft. I want to talk to you today about the Internet of Things, specifically a connected mind scenario that is a joint venture between Avanade, Accenture, and Microsoft. This is a demo of what's possible through an IoT scenario around a connected mind. IoT refers to the idea of having multiple IP connected devices that are communicating either with themselves or some kind of hub. In this case, they're communicating with a hub up in the Microsoft hosted environment called Azure, and these internet-enabled devices are going to be throwing off data to an IoT hub, Internet of Things hub, and that Internet of Things hub is collecting all these different IP address data points and surfacing those on a dashboard. So this custom dashboard is an Internet of Things dashboard that is, again, a joint venture between Avanade, Accenture, and Microsoft. It's some sample data. And this is ultimately the end product of an application that is collecting all this data about a IoT mine. You can imagine that you've got a mine that you've got a bunch of equipment in the mine, you've got a bunch of individuals on the mine that are out doing the mining, and you're also getting real-time stats on the mine. So this is your application that you have for this connected mine, and as you hit the refresh button, you'll notice that like the actual material mined from the mine is going to be updated on this dashboard from 293, 291 to, you know, this is changed again as I refresh this. So as we refresh this data, it's going to update the total material mined and all the different individual mines that we've got here. And you know, depending on how you write the app, the target screen up here is going to update as well. You can look for the different types of aggregations and goals that you have for the mine when you click on the different links here. As well, you can see the performance of the mine in terms of, are you hitting the KPIs that you have set for the mine? You can look at things like the previous shift, the current shift. So again, this is all stuff that you can do based on the outputs that you want to metric and monitor for your connected mine. But again, as these different individuals that might have a device connected to them or these crushers that are throwing off data, these can all be visualized in your dashboard. You can also do things like have a map of all your different devices, and you can, because they're IP connected devices, you can get a sense of where they're at in the terrain. You can click on different equipment in the mine here to find out where exactly they are. Because you have kind of a SharePoint-ish experience up here too, you can also have documents about the mine. We might want to look at different equipment in the mine and see which ones are down, which ones are delayed. And again, you can customize this based on the things that you want to track. If I want to look at a specific statistics on a specific vehicle, we can look at that. You also see that you have sensors, work orders, oil assays, tire data, alarm data. Now, for an individual operator, we might want to look at our operators and click on a specific individual and get information about him in terms of what he's been doing, how much time he's spending doing non-work related things, if he's got fatigue going on, all the kind of concerns we have about him. And then we can look at the different alerts in our minds, and we can pick on specific alerts that are specific to the industry that we're tracking. So this could, you know, this type of thing can apply to healthcare. It can apply to something like mining. It can apply to also something like if you have a bunch of animals that you're working with in a specific type of, say, veterinary field, or say you have a meatpacking plant that you're tracking different animals or health, that kind of thing. It can be people. If you're tracking people that are, say, running a 5K or 10K, you might want to monitor the stats on them. So these IoT scenarios, they can apply to any type of scenario. But again, through an IoT type scenario, we're tracking IP connected devices that are throwing off data. Ultimately, that data is getting leveraged in some kind of aggregator. In our case, it's the Azure cloud. And so hopefully this has been give you a quick sense of kind of what's possible in Azure with Internet of Things. And again, this is a Microsoft, Avanade, and Accenture kind of joint venture. So thanks for listening, and talk to you soon. Bye.